Hi, this is Pastor Kent Weber with a hopeful word about waiting patiently in faith and hope. One of my concordances tells me that the verb wait appears 15 times in the book of Psalms alone. Apparently, waiting for God is part of what it means to be a person of faith. A church friend, in fact, Laurel Quast, recently shared with me a piece of wisdom about God answering our prayers, and she said, in terms of answering our prayers, God's timing is perfect. God is never late, but rarely early. Psalm 37 mentions waiting three times. Verses 7 through 9 include two of those references. This is what the text says. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret over those who prosper in their way, over those who carry out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For the wicked shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. The word waiting in Psalm 37 implies waiting in faith and hope, not simply twiddling our thumbs. Although I try to be patient with others, I confess I am not at all a patient person with myself, and I never get accustomed to waiting. In the congregation I served for a decade in Watsonville some years ago, I met a lovely woman, Louise, in her 90s, who was one of the matriarchs of that congregation. She was tall and slender with long gray hair and a ready smile. She carried herself with confidence in a sort of regal way, but not with airs of any kind. She was a retired educator, in fact, the first dean of women the local high school ever had. She was a person of deep faith and often the dispenser of the wisdom as befits one of her stature and years, as she lived to be 100 years old. She had become a widow about 45 years before I met her. Her late husband had died testing a plane for the U.S. Army Air Corps just before the start of the Second World War. His commanding officer was the legendary Jimmy Doolittle, who led Doolittle's Raiders on their bombing raid on Tokyo just after the start of the war. Louise never remarried and certainly never forgot her dear husband Bob, the father of their children. On one of my many visits with Louise, I asked her if she had some word of wisdom for me. I was about 35 years old at the time and had been in ministry less than a decade. She told me something I'll never forget. She said, treasure life's interruptions. Very interesting. To this day, I'm not good at following Louise's sage advice, but here we are in a time of major interruption in all of our lives due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And many of us may be wondering, is this a lost period, a wasted part of my life when I'm stuck in neutral, just waiting for life to return as it was before? In fact, I ask myself that question frequently. The answer from Louise would have been reassuring. I imagine her saying something like, no, dear, this isn't a throwaway time, but an opportune time to look for opportunities to serve and care for others, to examine yourself and grow in faith. And you know what? Louise was right. So as I challenge myself, let me challenge you to heed her sage advice. Treasure life's interruptions, including, of course, this present period. Thank you, Louise, and God bless you.